Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The search took more than a year, but Boston's Museum of Fine Arts has finally hired a new director.
The MFA's Board of Trustees selected Matthew Teitelbaum from Toronto to fill the rather large shoes of Malcolm Rogers, who has led the MFA for more than two decades.
WBUR's arts reporter Andrea Shea has the first part of our story.
59-year-old Matthew Teitelbaum, a seasoned art world veteran, currently directs the Art Gallery of Ontario. MFA Board of Trustees Chair Lisbeth Tarlow also co-led the 13-person search committee and says the vote on Teitelbaum was unanimous.
He's intellectual, he's smart, he's passionate about art, and he is also extremely people-oriented.
Teitelbaum has been directing the Art Gallery of Ontario since 1998, and Tarlow says he transformed that institution. He oversaw a $300 million building expansion designed by Toronto-born architect Frank Gehry, added about 60,000 new works to the museum's permanent collection, and ushered in a string of hit exhibitions showcasing everyone from Pablo Picasso to King Tut. But dig a little deeper, and Tarlow says you'll actually find art in Teitelbaum's DNA.
Everything from that spectacular Gehry building and the way he diversified the audiences and brought in programming. And it probably was a little bit of a reflection of being a son of an artist.
It's true. I did grow up with art all around me, and I used to come home from school and there would be paintings leaning up against the wall, and he was just part of life.
That's Matthew Teitelbaum. His father was a provocative contemporary artist who, in the 1980s, picketed outside the Toronto Museum, where his son would ultimately become director.
My father had many points of view about notions of authority and institutions and concepts of power, and his protest against the Art Gallery of Ontario for not representing the lives of artists and the work of artists was deeply felt, and he felt that the artist's voice was often silent.
Teitelbaum has worked to put his father's views into action at the Art Gallery of Toronto. He and the staff have advocated to help raise the status of Canadian artists in their own country.
I do think we, as institutions, exist in the service of audiences, but also in the service of artists.
Teitelbaum also thinks museums are obligated to play a bigger role in their communities. He's got a long list of ideas for the MFA and recently spoke with outgoing director Malcolm Rogers about following in his footsteps.
I said to him, I will stand on your shoulders and I admire extraordinarily what's been achieved and we'll just go maybe a bit further. And I certainly think that Malcolm's spirit's going to be around for a long time.
Malcolm Rogers says the museum is in good hands with Teitelbaum.
Well, he has a passionate commitment to art, to contemporary art, to the social roles that museums can play in society. And he has all the background as a wonderful administrator. So what more can you want?
When asked if he'll stick around to help Teitelbaum transition this summer, Rogers says,
if you'd like, you know, to talk or needs advice, I'm there as a resource. I wouldn't use the phrase stick around.
Malcolm Rogers' last day at the MFA is July 31st. Matthew Teitelbaum starts his job as the 11th director in the MFA's history on August 3rd.
That's WBUR's Andrea Shea. So let's turn now to Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe, Sebastian Smee. Sebastian, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Meghna.
So first of all, I mean, what's your reaction to the naming of Matthew Teitelbaum?
Well, I think it's great news that a decision's been made. He sounds like a really impressive candidate, and I wish him very well in the job. I mean, it's big shoes to fill, absolutely. Not only in the sense that he's taking over from Malcolm Rogers, who's had a big impact on the museum over a long time, but, you know, it's one of the world's greatest museums, the MFA. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I live in Boston, but it really is. It has incredible, deep collections. And so it's a big responsibility. And I think he has a lot of the things that you will need to sort of, you know, carry out the job well. He seems to be diplomatic. He's been a great fundraiser. He's successfully completed a new building under budget, which is amazing. So all these things, I think, will help.
So you're a frequent guest on our show, a friend of Radio Boston. I'm going to go out on a limb here, because usually when you are enthusiastic and passionate about something, we can hear it. I'm not entirely sure I hear that just now.
No, look, I really mean it when I say, you know, I think he's got all the credentials you'd want. I mean, one of the reasons I emphasize the fact that the MFA has these great deep collections is that I think it's slightly concerning that he doesn't seem to have a track record of scholarship or expertise or conviction in these sorts of areas. His area is contemporary, or that's the area he's known for and it's being mentioned most. And I think that's interesting. I'm glad in some ways. I think, you know, the MFA could do with a director who has an idea of the contemporary that extends beyond, you know, Mario Testino and Jamie Wyeth and Herb Ritz. But it also, you know, I think it's really important to keep in mind that it's not a museum of contemporary art.
Right. Well, so you mentioned his contemporary background, but I believe that he actually, Matthew Teitelbaum, at one time had a curatorial position at the ICA here in
Boston.
That's
right. So he's got a nice connection with Boston. I think that's fantastic. But that reminds us that Boston already has the ICA. It has Mass MoCA. Massachusetts has Mass MoCA out in the Berkshires. It has the List Visual Arts Center at MIT and lots of other museums that show a lot of contemporary art. I think, you know, there's a feeling that for all Malcolm's many great achievements, Malcolm Rogers' many great achievements at the MFA, there are some areas of the collection, some core strengths that have been perhaps a little neglected over the years. I'm thinking of Asian art, for instance, which, you know, I mean, the MFA has one of the world's greatest collections of Asian art. It has the greatest collection of Japanese art outside of Japan, some would even say within Japan. It has great Islamic collections. It has great Egyptian, Greek and Roman, I mean, really astonishing collections. And these are a tremendous inheritance. So, you know, I think that it would be great to have a director, and I hope Matthew Teitelbaum will be this person who really shows some commitment to those areas and to finishing off some of the work that Malcolm Rogers did.
What do you make of what we heard in Andrea Shea's piece, where Teitelbaum was saying that he believes that great art institutions exist in the service of both audiences and artists? And I presume in that context he was talking about living artists now.
I think that's a great point, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. I think it's wonderful to see that. And, you know, I think that it's true that the job of a museum director such as him is to build audiences. He's made a big point about that. Malcolm Rogers made the same points. Every museum director does. But I think it's nice to have that nuance in there, that these museums exist for artists as well in a very crucial way. I mean, you look at the history of, you know, the Impressionists. They were all sort of meeting in the Louvre in Paris and copying works there and discussing things. You know, there are so many famous meetings that took place between, say, Manet and Degas or Degas and Morisot, you know, in the Louvre, in these great museums. And I think it still happens today. You know, great artists, promising young artists, they meet at the ICA or the MFA. And you want it to be a place that backs them, that welcomes them, and not only welcomes them, but sort of backs them with conviction.
Well, what about the director's job, specifically at a place like the MFA, about not just being the person who is in charge of the artistic mission of the institution, but also its financial well-being? Because, I mean, the MFA director has to do a lot of fundraising, which I don't imagine that Teitelbaum had to do quite that much of in Canada. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, he did. He had to raise a lot of money for the new wing there that was built by Frank Gehry. And I think that's one of the things that makes him an attractive candidate. You know, everyone says he's very charming. And I think of that definition of charm as, you know, getting what you want without actually having asked a specific question. I mean, he'll need to be like that with many of the wealthy collectors and philanthropists of Boston. It's an important quality to have.
What role would you like to see Matthew Teitelbaum play in the Boston art scene? Because he can't just be, you know, Malcolm Rogers 2.0. I mean, I can't imagine anybody doing that.
No, well, I mean, I think there are just a lot of things he can do at the MFA to change it as an institution. I think one of his first orders of business has to be to make some really crucial curatorial appointments. I think there's a sense that among the staff there that some of these positions are kind of languishing. He needs to fill those quickly with authoritative and charismatic even people. He needs to reorganize some of the collection areas and make more impressive displays of them. He needs to sort out issues like Nagoya, the sister museum that the MFA has in Japan, which has been languishing for a while. And I think he needs to stop the practice of renting out artworks. You know, the MFA's masterpieces have been regularly rented out for fees, which are about earning income. I really think that has to stop.
Why, so, though?
Why? Because people who pay a lot of money to come to the MFA, the community of scholars and students, all these people for whom, you know, the MFA is a home museum, need to be able to go to the museum and know that its great masterpieces will be on the walls there, not earning money in other museums elsewhere in the world on a regular basis.
Hmm. Well, I understand that you're going to be taking a trip to Toronto pretty soon to check out the work that Teitelbaum did up there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I'm looking forward to visiting.
Okay, so will you come back and visit us after you come back from Canada?
I'd love to. That'd be a pleasure. Thanks, Magna.
Great. Well, Sebastian Smee, Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe and gracious friend of Radio Boston. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.